牧师，
Those of you who are in the back,
可能你愿意跑到前面来。
坐在后面的，请坐到前面来。
Tonight, I'd like to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 17. I'd like to read from verses 13 all the way through verses 17.
今天晚上我要用约翰福音第十七章第十三节到第十七节与大家一起来思考。
This was Jesus's prayer.
这是耶稣离开世界以前的祷告。
So as we read these words, we need to be reminded that Jesus is saying them, speaking them, praying them to the Father.
所以我们要知道耶稣在讲这些话的时候就是跟神的祷告。
In verse 13, But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one.They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth.
约翰福音第十七章第十三节，现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
我1994年住在台湾的时候，有一天晚上我做了一个梦。
Back in 1994, when I was living in Taiwan, one night I had a dream.
那个时候我太太正在做化学治疗。
At that time, my wife was undergoing chemotherapy.
所以我的责任就是好好地关心她。
So my duty was to take good care of her.
但是那天晚上我做了一个梦的时候，神给我一个特别的神的影响。
And that particular night, I had this dream, and God gave me a really great impression.
因为我做梦的时候，我看到一件事情。
In the dream, I saw something.
我会从台湾跑到大陆去传福音。
In a dream, I went from Taiwan to mainland China to preach the gospel.
那个时候我带领几个人信主耶稣。
I brought how many people to Christ at that time?
No,
I brought some people.
那个时候我做了一个梦的时候，神告诉我，如果我去，我会带领几个人信靠主耶稣。
Sorry,
对不起。
Okay, sorry. In the dream, God told me, actually, if I go, God told me how many people I will bring to Christ.
所以我起床的时候，我告诉我太太，我做梦的时候，神告诉我是什么。
So when I woke up then, I told my wife about the dream, what God told me.
所以她告诉我，你一定要去。
So my wife told me, you have to go, you must go.
我说，马上吗？
Then I asked, immediately?
她说马上。
And she said, yes, immediately.
但是我问了她一个问题。
And then I asked her another question.
我问了她，如果我跑到中国大陆去传福音，谁在家里照顾你？
Then I asked her, if I were in mainland China to preach the gospel, who would stay home to take care of you?
她说我们可以祷告。
And she said, let's pray.
所以我们祷告。
So we prayed.
And 那天早上我们吃早餐以后，
And after breakfast that morning,
那个电话响了。
The phone rang.
所以我接听电话的时候，是一个从美国来的朋友打电话给我。
So it was a friend from the United States call me.
他告诉我他现在住在香港。
He told me he was, she was living in Hong Kong at that time.
那个时候我不知道她跟她先生跑到香港去工作。
I didn't know that she and her husband were working in Hong Kong at that time.
但是因为她收到我寄给她的那个祷告信，她知道我们的情况。
And because she received a prayer letter from me, so she came to know the situation of me and my family.
所以她告诉我她先生快要去大陆做一件事情。
So she told me her husband was to go to mainland China soon to conduct business.
所以她告诉我我有十天的时间可以去台湾帮助你们。
And then she said, I have 10 days that I could come to Taiwan and help you out.
所以我们知道神听见我们的祷告。
So immediately then we know that you know, God listened to our prayers.
因为她是一个护士小姐。
She actually is a nurse.
所以我太太做化学治疗的时候，她真的知道她应该给她什么样的帮助。
So my wife, during her chemotherapy, she received professional care from this sister.
所以我请了另外四个教会的弟兄姐妹陪我到大陆去。
So I asked four other brothers and sisters from the church to go to mainland China with me.
其中一个是一个替我翻译着的台湾姐妹。
Okay, one was a Taiwanese sister. She helped me translate.
另外一个是一个很会讲国语的外国人。
And the other is a foreigner but fluent in Chinese.
因为他的工作在台湾就是当翻译者。
Oh, because his job is actually an interpreter or translator.
And 还有另外一个人陪我去，他很高。
Another person who went with me, he was very tall.
他是一个专业的打篮球员。
So he's a professional basketball player.
他202公分高。
He is 202 centimeter.
6'7". So you should have been able to get that. But, you know, you didn't get
I'm
that.
I'm too old for
okay.
that.
所以我还有另外一个弟兄。
And then there's another brother.
所以我们五个人去西安。
So five of us, we went to 西安。
所以有一天早上，我吃早餐的时候，我们碰到一个做饭的。
One morning, when we having break, we met a guy, a person who was a cook.
对，因为他在那个怎么说，那个 Shangri-La Hotel 做
香格里拉
，OK， 香格里拉大酒店工作的时候，那天早上他替我们准备我们要吃的鸡蛋。
He worked in the Shangri-La and he actually prepared the eggs for our breakfast.
所以他问了我，那个很高的先生，我知道他是谁。
And he told us, you know, that very tall gentleman, I know who he is.
所以我说你怎么认识他？
And I asked him, how did you come to know him?
他说因为在大陆，我们可以看到台湾的打篮球比赛。
And he said, in China, we could see the basketball games in Taiwan.
所以他说我知道他是一个很有名的在台湾打篮球的从美国来的先生。
So therefore, I know that he is a very famous basketball player from the United States.
Who's in Taiwan.
Who's playing in Taiwan.
所以我告诉他对但是有一件事情 你还不知道。
Then I said, yes, but there's one thing that you don't know.
他说什么事情
He asked, what I don't know.
我说他是一个基督徒。
I told him he is a Christian.
他说他马上就说他说基督教教每一个人他们应该做好事。
He immediately said, Christianity tells everyone to do good deeds.
如果我们每一个人做好事我们会得到永生。
And he said, if every one of us do good deeds, do good things, we will achieve eternal life.
所以我告诉他今天晚上你有空吗
Then I asked him, are you available this evening?
他说我有空。
He said, yes.
所以我说我要请你去外面跟我一起吃饭。
Then I said, would you like to join me for dinner?
我告诉他为什么我要请他。
Then I told him why I wanted to invite him to dinner.
我告诉他虽然你讲的是不对。
And I said, although you said was wrong,
但是我们来看圣经的时候我们会发现神救我们的方式 真的比你想的好多了。
And I told him, if we study the Bible, we will find out that the, God provided a way of salvation which is much better than the way you described.
所以他说，我特别对这件事情有兴趣。
Then he said, yes, I'm really, really interested now.
所以那天晚上我们去见面的时候，他也带领另外一个朋友 跟他一起来。
So actually, that evening when we had dinner together, he brought a friend.
所以我们去一个外面的在路上的餐厅吃饭。
So we went to a ordinary restaurant.
And 我带领他们两个信主耶稣。
And I brought both of them to Christ.
所以从1994年到1998年我去过西安27次。
So between 1994 and 1998, I have been to Xi'an 27 times.
我告诉你们为什么。
I tell you why.
因为那个人真的有那个传教的恩赐。
Because that particular person really has a gift of preaching the gospel.
从他信靠耶稣那天到一年以后。
Between the day that he accepted Christ and a year later,
他带领了220个人信靠主耶稣。
He brought 220 people to Christ.
但是我1998年最后一次去看他的时候，我告诉你他对我说什么话。
So let me tell you, when I went to see him in 1998, the last time I saw him, so let me share with you what he told me.
那个时候他的脸比较严肃。
He was serious, you know, when he discussed with me.
他告诉我，康克林牧师，我要分享一件事情。
He said, Reverend Conkling, I would like to share one thing with you.
他说从我认识你那天第一天到现在，我所有的生命都是特别难过，特别辛苦。
Since the day I met you, every single day in my life since then have been particularly miserable.
他说，我有3次辞掉我的工作。
3 times I lost my job.
因为我传给别人听福音的时候，我的老板辞掉了我的工作。
Because when I share the gospel with others, my boss fired me.
我爸爸听那个福音的时候，他特别不高兴。
When my own father listened to the gospel, he was not pleased.
所以他把你所送给我的圣经跟其他的书都放在一个地方，然后锁起来了。
So he put all the Bibles and the books that you gave me, he put them in a special place and locked it up.
然后他告诉我，离开这个家。
And he told me, leave this house.
你现在没有属于我们的家庭。
You are not a member of this family anymore.
所以他说，因为你，我有痛苦，痛苦，痛苦。
And he said, because of you, I only have pain, pain, and pain.
那个时候，他开始笑容。
And then he smiled.
他说，但是。
However, nevertheless.
是值得的。
It's all worthwhile.
因为在我心里面，我有神赐给我的喜乐。
Because in my heart, I have the joy that came from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们来看约翰福音17:13的时候，耶稣基督告诉我们一个很特别的应许。
So when we look at John chapter 17, verse 13,Jesus Christ gave us a special promise.
And 从这个第十三节，我们可以挑出一个原则，可以来带领我们。
From verse 13, we can derive a principle that can guide us.
这个原则就是
，This principle is
因为耶稣基督升天了，现在不管你受到迫害或是没有受到别人的迫害，你可以有神赐给你的喜乐。
Because, you know, Jesus Christ resurrected and ascended into heaven, regardless whether we're persecuted or not, you know, we have heavenly joy.
耶稣基督说
Jesus said,
现在我往 你那里去。
I am coming to you now.
你知道这个意思是什么呢？
Do you know what it means?
如果你了解耶稣基督讲了这句话，这个会改变你所有的想法。
If you really understand or comprehend what Jesus meant in this particular verse, this particular meaning will change your life.
这个意思就是耶稣基督他很快要死。
The meaning is that, you know, when Jesus said this word, he was actually going to die very soon.
然后他知道他会从死里复活。
He knew that he was going to resurrect.
And 他从死里复活以后他会升天了。
After the resurrection, you know, he will ascend into heaven.
所以他祷告的时候在他的门徒面前祷告的时候他告诉我们在天上的父我很快会往你那里去。
Therefore, in this particular prayer, he told his disciples that he will be going to heaven, to God, soon.
是为了什么目的?
For what purpose?
因为我升天了,我现在赐给你喜乐。
The objective, the purpose is that when I ascend into heaven, so that you may have the full measure of joy within them.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在如果我来看你的生活，你觉得我会不会感觉到你有耶稣基督愿意赐给你的喜乐？
If I look at your life, will I find the heavenly joy that you receive from Jesus?
因为我常常当牧师也当一个辅导师的时候，我有很多机会听别的教会的人分享他们的心里面的问题是在什么地方。
As a pastor and as a counselor, I have a lot of opportunity to listen to others complain, talk about, you know, what's bothering them.
很多人他们抱怨很多事情。
People complain about many things.
我的钱不够。
I don't have enough money.
我的配偶不爱我。
My spouse doesn't love me.
我的功课太多了。
I have too many homeworks.
我有很多压力。
I have too much pressure.
所以我看到他们的脸的时候，我常常觉得他们非常沮丧。
So when I look at their face, they look very depressed.
但是我发现一件事情。
However, I recognize one thing.
我去大陆传福音的时候，碰到很多家庭教会的人。
When I share the gospel in mainland China, I met many folks from house churches.
而我每次都碰到他们的时候，我告诉你，他们的特色是什么。
So let me share with you one unique attribute about them when I meet with them.
他们的特色就是他们有神赐给他们的喜乐。
The unique attribute is that they have this heavenly joy from God.
他们的情况真的比你们的情况不好多了。
Well, their objective situation is much worse, you know, than ours.
你们有房子。
You have your own house.
大部分人有薪水。
Most of you have an income.
你们吃得很丰富。
You have a lot to eat.
所以你们比你们的大陆的弟兄姐妹胖得很。
So you are fatter than your counterparts in China.
除了他以外。
Well, except me.
但是虽然他们的情况有的时候是很难过。
They frequently face very tough situations.
但是他们每一次都有神的喜乐在他们心里面。
But every single time they have heavenly joy from God.
2003年 我带了两个弟兄跟我一起去深圳访问一些家庭教会的人。
In 2003, I brought two brothers to visit a house church in Shenzhen.
我碰到一个教会的姐妹我去访问她。
I met a sister from a house church, so I went to visit her. Interview her. 访问, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Interview her.
所以我去访问她的时候，她分享了她的故事。
When during the interview, she shared with me her story, her experience.
她说，我们有三次被公安抓住了，抓起来了。
So she said three times we were arrested by police.
她跟她先生。
She and her husband.
她说，那个警察把我们的家里面所有的东西拿走了。
So the police confiscated everything in our house.
他们也把我们所有的钱拿走了。
They took away all our money.
所以我们现在没有房子。
So we don't have a house.
但是他分享这个故事的时候，他说每一句话以后，我告诉你他做什么事情。
So let me share with you, when she shared this story with me, after each sentence, you know, what did she say?
她讲每一句话以后，她说感谢主。
After each sentence, she said, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
And 她的笑容是很大。
And she smiled broadly.
所以那个时候，因为她用中文回答我问她的问题，因为这个我拍了一个电影，and 这个电影是为了一些外国人，所以我要替她翻译。
I was taping, you know, the interview, and she responded in Chinese. However, the tape is supposed to be shown to foreigners, so I have to translate that into English.
所以我每次都说 praise the Lord, praise the Lord, 我心里越来越感动。
So I have to translate and therefore I said praise the Lord many times and I became more and more moved.
因为我看到她的脸，我知道她的喜乐不是假的。
Because I saw her face, you know, her joy was not fake.
是真的。
It was real, authentic.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣基督往到她的天上的父那里去。
Because Jesus Christ resurrected and ascended into heaven.
他还活着。
He is alive.
现在。
Now.
虽然你看不见他。
Despite, you know, not being able to see him physically.
但是他上天的时候，他安排了他的灵到这个世界，让我们真的感觉到他与我们同在。
However, when he ascended into heaven, he sent Holy Spirit to be with us.As we speak right now.
所以我们可以知道他真的还活着。
So that we can truthfully experience his presence, that he is alive.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果这是一个事实。
If this is a fact.
这个一定会改变你的心里面的感觉。
This must have changed how you feel.
这个会影响你所有的看到一件事情的角度。
This meeting will change the perspective that you see the world.
因为你现在碰到不好的事情的时候，你要提醒你自己，耶稣基督真的还活着。
Whenever you encounter something unpleasant, you're going to be reminded that Jesus is alive.
所以我问你一个问题。
So let me ask you a question.
现在如果一个非基督徒到你家来，看到你一个礼拜前到今天做的生活，他们会感觉到你真的有耶稣基督赐给你的喜乐吗？
If a non-Christian come to know what happened to you over the last week, you know, would they see joy or would they see the depressed and misery?
再来看第十三节。
So let's look at verse 13 again.
他说，我还在世上说这话，是叫你们心里充满我的喜乐。
But I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
这个充满有什么意思？
This full measure of joy, what does it mean?
这个的意思不是，哦，我会有一点一点一点的喜乐。
So it's not, doesn't mean a tiny bit of joy.
这个充满的意思就是哇，我真的充满了，从我的脸到我的头，你可以感觉到我真的有耶稣基督的喜乐在我心里面。
Full measure of joy, you can see it in my full body, that, you know, the joy of Jesus within me.
但是为什么这个很重要？
Why is this so important?
再来看第十四节。
So let's move on to verse 14.
耶稣基督说，我已将你的道赐给他们。世界又恨他们。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them.
虽然这个世界恨了基督徒。
So although the world hates Christians,
但是耶稣基督答应我们，我们可以有他愿意所赐给我们的喜乐在我们的心里面。
However, you know, Jesus Christ promised us that we can have a full measure of joy within us.
我知道现在在这个世界有很多原因可以让我们特别沮丧。
I know there are many reasons we are depressed in this modern world.
哦，关于经济上。
About economic?
Yeah, 那个经济的报告。
Okay, the economic reports?
不是很好。
Not good?
美国越来越有债。
United States have been going in more and more into debt.
And 如果你买了一个房子，现在要卖给别人那个房子，哈哈，你会失去了很多钱。
If you bought a house recently and if you try to sell it, actually you will lose money.
这是一个事实。
It's a fact.
And 有很多教会，不管在哪里，有的时候他们发现现在的教会的人比以前的教会的人越来越少。
Some churches found that, you know, wherever they are, you know, the number of attendants has become fewer and, you know, fewer.
有一个悲观的感觉慢慢的增加。
So there's a feeling of pessimism, you know, slowly increasing.
如果你看到一些健康的报告，也会听到不好的消息。
You see some healthy reports, but then it will be countered by unpleasant reports.
美国人越来越不健康。
Americans have become more and more unhealthy.
我们的健康的制度是特别糟糕。
The health system in this country is in bad shape.
我们不知道怎么办。
We don't know what to do.
很多人没有保险。
Many people without health insurance.
And 还有另外一件事情让我们觉得哈非常不好。
Another thing that we feel not good.
每个人越来越胖。
We are getting fatter and fatter.
虽然我们越来越老。
We're getting older and older.
我们也越来越胖。
And then fatter and fatter.
所以我们越来越胖的时候我们越来越不健康。
And we have become more and more unhealthy.
这个是一个事实。
This is another fact.
所以虽然从所有的角度 来算我们有不好的消息。不好的消息，不好的消息。
So we have many bad news surrounding us.
但是我们还可以有喜乐。
But we still have joy.
因为耶稣基督在我们心里面。
Because Jesus Christ lives within us.
不管我们受到这个世界迫害，我们或是没有受到，我们还可以有他的喜乐。
Regardless whether we are persecuted but in this world, we will feel the same joy in Jesus Christ.
从2002年到现在，我去大陆好几次访问很多人，关于家庭教会的人受到迫害的时候，他们对政府的反应是什么？
Since 2002, I have interviewed many people in China.Specifically asking them as house churches members when they face persecution from the government, you know, what is their reaction?
有一个弟兄他的分享让我特别感动。
There was one particular brother, his testimony or his own sharing really moved me.
他说我是一个家庭教会的领袖。
So he said, I am a house church leader.
他说在我的家每一个礼拜三跟每一个礼拜天有二十几个人到我家来崇拜。
Every Wednesday, every Sunday, 20-something people come to my house for worship.
但是他说我们是被政府抓到的。
However, we were caught by the government.
所以因为那个时候我太太怀孕了。
At that time, my wife was pregnant.
他们强迫她堕胎。
So she was forced to have an abortion.
后来他们用了炸药把我们的房子炸起来。
And then my house was demolished, you know, by fire powder.
Dynamite. They blew it up.
It was blown up, demolished.
如果那个人是你，你的反应是什么？
If you were him, what would be your reaction?
世界恨基督徒。
The world hates Christians.
但是基督徒不能恨非基督徒。
But Christians do not hate non-Christians.
所以那位弟兄分享的时候，他还是说，我还感觉到神与我们同在。
So that particular brother said, even though all this happened, I still feel the presence of God.
我们要了解我们基督徒现在住在这个世界的时候，我们的位置是在哪里？
We have to realize as Christians, you know, when we live in this world, you know, what's our situation?
耶稣基督也告诉我们，世界恨我们。
Jesus Christ said the world has hated them.
And 后来他告诉我们，我们在哪里？我们在这个世界。
And then He said, we are in the world.
但是我们没有属于这个世界。
But we are not of the world.
这个是很重要了解。
That's a clear distinction we need to understand.
基督徒真的在这个世界。
We live in this world.
这个住在这个世界有什么意思？
However, you know, what's it all about living in this world?
这个住在这个世界包括我们去工作的时候我们会跟非基督徒工作我们在一起。
Be in this world means that, you know, we go to work and we work with our Christian, you know, colleagues.
这个意思就是不管我们去哪里我们一定会碰到世界的人世界上的人还没有信靠耶稣基督的人。
What does it mean is that, you know, wherever we go, we will always encounter people in the world, people who have not yet accepted Christ.
很多基督徒他们不喜欢这个想法，不喜欢这个事实。
Many Christians do not like this fact.
他们要逃脱这个世界。
The Christians like to escape from the world.
所以他们不愿意让他们的小孩子去一个公开的学校，他们要他们的孩子去一个基督徒的学校。
So therefore, you know, some of us send children to not to public school but to Christian schools.
他们怕他们的孩子会受到一个非基督徒的孩子的影响。
Out of the fear that you know the children may be affected or polluted by non-Christian children.
而现在有很多基督徒，他们的好朋友，其中连一个非基督徒也没有。
Nowadays, there are many Christians.Counting among the good friends, you know, none of them were non-Christians.
所以这种基督徒他们要逃脱这个世界。
So these are the type of Christians who want to escape from the world.
他们要脱起来。
They have to be segregated from the world.
但是这个是不对的。
That's not true. That's not right.
耶稣基督没有用这个方式。
Jesus Christ did not use this approach.
他是谁的朋友？
Whose friend was Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是罪人的好朋友。
Jesus Christ was sinners' best friends.
我们来看马太福音第九章的时候，我们会发现有一个人，他有一个 party 的时候，他请了耶稣基督去那个 party。
So when we read Matthew chapter 9, there was a person who threw a party and invited Jesus.
那个人是一个 tax collector.
So that person is a tax, 是个税吏, is a tax collector.
所以那个时候耶稣基督也带领他的门徒跟他一起去参加那个人的 party.
So Jesus brought his disciples with him to join this party.
但是那个时候有一些法利赛人他们站在外面他们往里面看。
So some Pharisees stood outside and looked inside.
他们问了耶稣基督。
And they asked Jesus,
问了他的门徒、
yes.
他们问了耶稣基督的门徒问了说你知道你的老师现在跟谁一起吃饭吗
So they asked the Jesus' disciple and asked them you know, Do you know whom your teacher is you know, having dinner with?
那个时候很好笑门徒没有时间回答这个问题
Interestingly, the disciples didn't have time to answer this question.
因为耶稣基督回答这个问题。
Because you know, Jesus answered for them.
他说，是什么样的人要一个医生？
So Jesus then said, you know, who needs a doctor?
不是很健康的人。
It's not because, not the, those who are healthy do not need a doctor.
谁要一个救主？
Who needs a savior?
不是没有罪的。
It's not those without sin.
我的意思就是如果你真的要按照圣经来安排你的生活
My point is, if you want to arrange your life according to Bible-based principles,
你不可以逃脱这个世界。
You can never be escaping from this world.
你应该欢迎非基督徒到你的家来。
You should open your arm and welcome non-Christians to your home.
欢迎他们进入你的好朋友的怎么说吧
Circle
我的英文退步了现在想不起来
the objective the goal may be to invite non-Christians to become a close circle of your friends
现在你有多少非基督徒是你的好朋友
So how many good friends do you count you know, how many non-Christians you know, do you count as good friends
我的意思就是基督徒有两个问题
My point being there are two issues, you know, with Christians.
第一个就是我们不知道怎么住在这个世界。
First, we don't really know how to live in this world.
因为我们不知道怎么跟非基督徒当好朋友。
Because we don't know how to interact with non-Christians.
但是我们再来看这个境界的时候，我们也发现有另外一个比较大的问题，可能我们基督徒会受到。
And when we read these verses, we actually realize that there's another issue, maybe even more important issue that we may encounter.
那个另外一个问题是什么呢？
And what is the other issue?
那个问题就是，虽然我们住在这个世界，耶稣基督说，我们没有属于这个世界。
The other issue is that although we live in this world, we are not of this world.
这个属于这个世界有什么意思？
So what does it mean, of the world?
这个不属于这个世界有什么意思？
So what does it mean, not of the world?
这个意思就是基督徒的行为跟非基督徒的行为应该不一样。
What it means is that, you know, Christians' behavior should be different from non-Christian behavior.
有一些人他们觉得基督徒乖乖的。
Some thought that, you know, Christians are good people.
真的，乖乖的。
乖乖的。
怪怪的
weird,
strange. Oh, sorry about.
奇怪
Some thought so. Sorry, it's my fault.
没关系
Some thought that Christians are weird people.
对不对？为什么呢？
Why?
因为有的时候他们真的不知道跟别人沟通。
Well, because many times, you know, Christians do not know how to communicate with others.
And 有的时候他们传福音的时候，他们真的用一个怪怪的方式。
When, especially when they preach the gospel, they use some weird techniques.
比如说，他们有一个小的一本书要送给别人，他们站在路上的时候。
Well, for example, they have a book they want to give out, so they stand on the street.
他们没有先打一个招呼。
And they don't say hello first.
他们就是。
So they just do what he did.
基督徒有很多怪怪的做法。
Christians have many weird practices.
但是
However,
虽然我们会在工作上也会在学校里面会碰到非基督徒。
We encounter non-Christians in our school, in our workplace.
但是关于我们的圣洁的生活的习惯，我们跟他们不一样。
However, the holiness, you know, of our practice, you know, is different from them.
因为一个基督徒的目标应该像主耶稣基督一样。
Because the objective of a Christian is to be like Christ.
保罗使徒写给那个住在哥林多的基督徒的时候，他告诉他们一句话是蛮特别有意思，我们要注意。
We have to pay special attention to something that Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinthians.
他告诉他们
He told them,
效法我
Follow my example.
像我效法主耶稣一样
As I follow the example of Christ.
你们现在关于你的行为可以对别人说这个吗
With regard to your own practice or your behavior, can you say the same thing?
我上网路的习惯效法我像我效法主耶稣一样
My web surfing behavior or practice follow my example as I follow the example of Christ
Web surfing
Yeah, web surfing 网路
我告诉你们现在基督徒碰到的最大的问题就是那个上网路的试探
These modern days, you know, a major temptation for Christian is, you know, surfing the web.
看了一些色情的网络站。
Visiting pornographic websites.
后来他们上瘾了。
And become addicted.
几个月前，我站在一个教会握手，我讲完以后，让每一个人离开那个教堂的时候，我握手，我问了所有的教会的弟兄一个问题。
So a couple of months ago, I spoke at a church. So at the end, you know, I stood at the doorway and then shook hands, you know, with brothers and sisters, and I asked every single brother the same question.
我问了他，从一个礼拜前到现在，你有几次上网路看了一个色情的网路站？
And I asked them, each of them, during the last week, you know, how many times you have visited a pornographic website?
Last month. Last month.
Oh, last month, sorry. During the last month.
78%说有。
More than 70% said, yes, I have visited.
78%.
Oh, 78% said, yes.
这个是一个很大的问题。
This is a big problem.
这个就是属于这个世界。
This is of the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们的行为跟非基督徒的行为应该不一样。
Brothers and sisters, you know, what our practice should be different from the practice of non-Christians.
但是我怕我们太受了这个世界的影响。
However, we are too frightened or afraid that we will be affected by the world.
而我们也害怕传福音。
And we also scared of sharing the gospel.
因为我们怕我们会受到别人给我们的迫害。
Because we fear that we will be persecuted if we share the gospel.
我告诉你们，如果你愿意传福音。
So let me tell you, if you are open or willing to share the gospel,
你一定会受到别人的迫害。
You definitely will be persecuted.
如果你愿意真的寻找一个圣洁的生活，你一定会觉得真的很难。
And if you do pursue a life of holiness, you will find it difficult.
现在很多人他们跟他们的女朋友同住。
Many people live with their girlfriends.
他们觉得小事情啊。
And they see it as no big deal.
有很多大学生跟也是高中学生，他们常常周末的时候喝醉。
Many college students, high school students, are drunk over the weekend.
他们觉得没什么大的问题，这个是普通的，好玩啊。
And they thought it was, you know, no big deal. It's very common practice. You know, it's just for fun.
然后他们开车
，and then they drive.
这是一个非常不好的事情。
And of course, this is very risky behavior.
连基督徒的孩子也是常常这样做。
Even Christian kids, you know, do the same thing.
这个的行为就是属于这个世界。
And this type of behavior is of the world.
我们真的要悔改。
And we need to repent.
我每两天寄给一个弟兄一封电子信。
Every 2 days, I send an email letter to a brother.
他也每两天回信。
And every 2 days he responded.
只有一件事情我们打字分享。
We only share one thing.
你有没有上一个色情的网路站？
And the topic is, you know, have you visited a pornographic website?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我不要属于这个世界。
Because I do not want to be of the world.
我要关于我的行为上，我可以对别人说，效法我，像我效法主耶稣一样。
So that I can honestly tell others, you know, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
这个真的很难。
This is difficult.
但是因为耶稣基督升天了。
And because, you know, Jesus Christ resurrected, ascended into heaven.
这个真的是一个可能。
This is possible.
真的是一个可能。
This is possible.
你相信这个吗？
Do you believe it?
耶稣基督因为他从死里复活，他真的有能力，他真的有力量，他愿意赐给你，让你能胜过所有的试探。
Because Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven, it kind of demonstrates the authority and power that he can win over the world.
耶稣基督告诉我们在第十六节
in verse 16,
虽然我们基督徒在这个世界受到很多试探，
although there's much temptation for Christians in this world,
但是他祷告的时候，他告诉我们每一个基督徒，我们现在站在哪一个位置。
However, during his prayer, he clearly tells us, you know, where we stand as Christians.
他说他们不属世界。
He said they are not of the world.
正如我不属世界一样。
Even as I am not of it.
这个是一个事实。
This is a fact.
你属于主耶稣。
You belong to Jesus Christ.
你非常宝贵。
You are precious.
耶稣很爱你。
Jesus loves you.
他愿意替你舍命。
He dies for you.
他替你复活了。
He resurrected for you.
他替你升天了。
He entered into heaven for you.
他那个时候替你祷告。
He prayed for you.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
他提醒你，你现在在哪里？
He reminds you where you stand now.
你住在这个世界。
You live in this world.
但是你属于他。
But you belong to Jesus.
你们不属于这个世界。
You are not of the world.
你们知道昨天晚上我分享了就是关于我的小狗。
Last night, I shared with you my dog.
我忘了告诉你，他是一个小吉娃娃。
I forgot to tell you, he is a small chihuahua.
他现在在苏州。
He is in 苏州 now.
所以啊，有一只狗从台湾搬到大陆真的很麻烦，也很贵。
So I realized that, you know, to move a dog, to relocate a dog from Taiwan to China, a lot of administrative issues involved is actually very expensive.
真的很贵。
Very expensive.
它比我们每个家人贵四倍。
The travel cost was four times the travel cost for my family.
我要告诉你们多少钱。
I'm going to tell you how expensive it is.
13,000人民币。
13,000 renminbi.
The exchange rate is 6.8324 to the US dollar. So get out your calculators, turn on your cell phones and figure it out. 我的意思就是真的很贵，所以我跟我太太，我们一直想到一件事情，是不是值得的？
So since it was so expensive, you know, me and my wife struggling, you know, is it worth it?
我们考虑到真的是值得的。
And then we said it's worth it.
但是我告诉你们
Then I tell you
他属于我们的家庭
He belongs to my family
他没有属于这个世界
He is not of the world
那只狗真的很特别有意思
That dog is very unique
因为他有一个能力
He has a special characteristic or power
He can read minds
He can read minds. 他可以看懂你的心思。
He's an empath. Empath. E-M-P-A-T-H.
He's an empath.
Yeah.
Say louder, please. Oh, yeah, 心灵感应。他有心灵感应的能力。
意思就是我每次都不高兴的时候他会 跑过来他会哭了他会看我哭了，因为他知道我很痛苦。
So whenever I'm depressed, he will come over and then watch me and cry, and then he recognizes that you know I'm feeling bad, low.
特别就是我生病的时候。
Especially when I'm sick.
所以我准备到这里来的时候，我正在准备我的行李。我告诉你他做什么事情。
So when I prepared to come here, when I packed my suitcase, you know, let me tell you what he did.
他跳进去我的行李。
He jumped into my suitcase.
他不愿意离开了。
And then didn't you know, refuse to leave.
后来我跑到我们家的三楼去继续做事情。
So then I went to the third floor of the house where I live in now.
And 差不多三分钟以后他也上来了。
3 minutes later he came up to the third floor.
然后他让我看到他的脸。
And then he let me see his face.
然后他坐起来。
And then he sat down.
他说 Like that. 差不多5 seconds 他说
And he did that for 5 seconds.
然后他这样做。
And then he did that.
哇，我看到他这样做的时候，我开始哭了。
And then I started crying.
他也眼泪。
And he started crying too.
很有意思。
Amazing.
他很爱我。
He loves me.
所以因为我也很爱他。
Because I love him.
我愿意付了13,000的人民币带他去大陆。
Because I love him so much, I paid 13,000 renminbi to bring him to China.
你不是一个狗，一只狗。
You are not a dog.
你是神的儿子。
You are the son of God.
你是神的儿女。
You are a child of God.
他爱你。
He loves you.
超过我爱我的小狗。
much more than I love my dog.
耶稣基督不愿意替你付100块钱、然后让你离开一个邻居的家，因为那个邻居抓到我的小狗，要我付钱才愿意让我的小狗离开了。
So last night I shared with you that I pay a ransom of $100 to retrieve my dog from my neighbor.
耶稣基督付了他的保险，救了你。
Jesus Christ didn't pay that $100. He paid with his own blood.
因为他很爱你们。
Because he loves you.
因为你们没有属于这个世界。
Because you are not of this world.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你要寻找这个圣洁的效法主耶稣基督的生命，他告诉我们在第十七节用什么方式来寻找这个圣洁的习惯。
So, if we want to pursue a holy life, you know, the clue is in verse 17. You know, Jesus in verse 17 told us, you know, how to achieve that holiness.
因为耶稣基督替我们祷告的时候，他说
，Because when Jesus prayed for us, he said,
他说我在天上的父
，He said, Heavenly Father,
求你用真理使他们成圣
，Sanctify them by the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
这个意思是什么呢
？So what does it mean?
如果你们不要受到这个世界的影响，你要常常来让神的真理充满你的心。
So if you do not want to be influenced by this world, you need to have the truth of God in you all the time.
因为耶稣基督的道理真的可以改变你的想法。
Because, you know, the truth of Jesus Christ can change how you think.
因为这本圣经真的是真理。
Because, you know, the Bible represents the truth.
是圣洁的真理。
It's a holy truth.
是有力量的真理。
It's a powerful truth.
其他的思想不是真理。
You know, other schools of thoughts are not necessarily, are not truth.
他们就是可能就是好一点的建议而已。
They could be, you know, good advice.
但是耶稣基督的话是真理。
However, Jesus Christ's words are truth.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们这个周末要一直考虑到一件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, you know, this weekend, we ponder, we consider one thing.
我们怎么能支持这个传教士的目标？
How do we support the objective of missionaries?
但是我告诉你，从你自己的生活来开始。
So I'm telling you now is to start with your own life.
让神的喜乐充满你的心。
So let God's joy fill in, you know, fulfill, you know, be in you.
让神的道充满你的心。
The truth of God fill you.
让他的真理把你的不好的想法洗净了。
So the truth of God will cleanse you of all the evil thoughts.
提醒你自己，你现在在哪里？你没有在这个你没有属于这个世界。
To remind you that where you are, where you stand, that you are not of the world.
如果你做这件事情
，If you do all this,
别人会受到你的影响。
Others, you know, will be influenced by you.
And 从你的榜样，他们可以感觉到耶稣基督还活着。
And from what you say, what you act, they will see Jesus Christ is alive.
我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
谢谢你，上帝，因为你真的叫主耶稣从死里复活。
Dear God, we thank you because we truly trust that you know, you Jesus has resurrected.
我们真的感谢你，因为你的话是记在一本书里头，这本书就是圣经。
We thank you so much that you know, your words, your wisdom, are recorded in one book, and that book is the Bible.
谢谢你的道真的是真理。
Thank you for the wisdom, for the word. It really represents the truth.
但是我们特别感谢你，就是我们属于你。
And we especially thank you because we belong to you.
我们不属于这个世界。
We are not of the world.
所以我求你祝福所有的教会的弟兄姐妹。
We ask that, we specifically ask you to bless all the brothers and sisters in this church.
让他们的行为变成圣洁的。
Sanctify their thoughts and behavior.
从他们的行为上让别人受到耶稣基督的影响。
Through their words and deeds, others may see they are influenced by Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.